In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 6. Was machen Sie? What do you do for a living? You may remember that in the last program, Andreas was annoyed with X, the invisible elf, because she addressed Dr. Thurmann informally as du. Andreas then told X that that was very impolite.
Das ist doch unhöflich.
Dr. Thurmann is a regular guest at the hotel. Can you remember how he reacted? Andreas took the beer Dr. Thurmann had ordered up to his room. First of all, Dr. Thurmann made sure Andreas was, in fact, the porter.
Sie sind doch der Portier, oder?
Dr. Thurmann wasted no time in telling Andreas that he was very surprised to be addressed as du.
Ich bin erstaunt.
Well, Dr. Thurmann was tired, and so he didn't pursue the conversation.
Ich bin müde.
But Andreas had a feeling that Dr. Thurmann would bring the matter up again, and how right he was. The next day, Dr. Thurmann calls Andreas to his room and asks him a lot of questions. First of all, he asks Andreas, what do you do for a living?
Was machen Sie?
And then he asks him one question after another. Listen to the first part of the conversation between Andreas and Dr. Thurmann. It tells you something you didn't know about Andreas. What does he do for a living? Listen out for those words which sound similar to words you know in English or in another language.
Ja, bitte.
Guten Morgen, Herr Dr. Thurmann.
Morgen, junger Mann. Sagen Sie mal, was machen Sie?
Studieren.
Studieren und keine Manieren. Na ja. Was studieren Sie?
Journalistik.
Und was machen Sie da?
Recherchieren, Reportagen schreiben.
Interessant. Sehr interessant.
Did you recognize any words? Andreas is studying journalism. Listen again. Dr. Thurmann begins the conversation by saying, tell me.
Sagen Sie mal, was machen Sie?
Then he asks Andreas what he does, and Andreas replies in one word. Studying. Studieren.
Was machen Sie?
Studieren.
Did you catch what he's studying? He's studying journalism. Journalistik. He wants to become a journalist, and so he spends his time researching, recherchieren, and writing reports and articles. Reportagen schreiben. Listen to the first part of the conversation again.
Was studieren Sie?
Journalistik.
Und was machen Sie da?
Recherchieren, Reportagen schreiben.
For some reason, Dr. Thurmann finds this interesting. Interessant. In fact, he says it's very interesting. Sehr interessant.
Interessant. Sehr interessant.
Did these words help you to get the gist of the conversation? German contains quite a lot of foreign words, words borrowed from other languages. Dr. Thurmann uses another foreign word, rather ironically. Listen again.
Studieren und keine Manieren. Na ja.
Dr. Thurmann implies that although Andreas is studying, He doesn't have such good manners, manieren, as he'd expected. The conversation continues. Dr. Thürmann asks Andreas, "And what do you do here?"
Und was machen Sie hier?
By here, Dr. Thürmann means the Hotel Europa. Dr. Thürmann continues questioning Andreas and says, "You need the money, I suppose."
Sie brauchen doch das Geld, oder?
At this point, we'd like to remind you of the listening techniques you can use to help your understanding of a new language. When you are listening to the dialogues, try to pick out the words which have the same derivation. For example, the verb to study, studieren, and the noun student, student. Both these words have the same root, S-T-U-D, pronounced stud. Listen to the rest of the conversation. Which two words have the same root?
Und was machen Sie hier?
Arbeiten.
Ja, was arbeiten Sie?
Ich bin Portier.
Die Arbeit ist neu für Sie, oder?
Ja.
Also, Sie studieren Journalistik und Sie arbeiten. Sie brauchen doch das Geld, oder?
Ja, klar.
Das ist interessant. Na denn, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
The two words that have the same root are the verb to work, arbeiten, and the noun work, Arbeit. The root of both words is Arbeit. Listen again.
Und was machen Sie hier?
Arbeiten.
Die Arbeit ist neu für Sie, oder?
Dr. Thürmann agrees that the work Andreas is doing is new, neu, and therefore he can't be expected to know everything.
Die Arbeit ist neu für Sie, oder?
Dr. Thürmann asks whether Andreas needs the money.
Sie brauchen doch das Geld, oder?
As it's quite common for students to take on part-time jobs to earn some extra money, Andreas says, "Yes, of course."
Ja, klar.
Andreas has no idea what Dr. Thürmann is getting at, so he doesn't say any more, but just wishes Dr. Thürmann good night.
Interessant. Na denn, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Dr. Thürmann asked Andreas a lot of questions because he was interested to find out more about him. Each time he asked him a question, he used the interrogative pronoun what, in German, was.
Was machen Sie? Was studieren Sie? Was arbeiten Sie?
Today you've learned 6 new verbs. In German, verbs are very important. Every sentence contains a verb. The basic form of a verb, the infinitive, always ends in en, and this is the form in which verbs are listed in a dictionary. But in conversational German, the ending isn't always pronounced clearly.
Machen, studieren, arbeiten, brauchen, schreiben, recherchieren.
The verbs you've heard in today's lesson have all been used in the second person singular Sie form. This form is used when you're addressing someone formally.
Sie studieren und Sie arbeiten.
The Sie form ends in "-ien", just like the infinitive, which makes it easy to remember. Listen to the questions once again.
Was machen Sie? Was arbeiten Sie? Was studieren Sie?
Listen to the conversation between Andreas and Dr. Thürmann one more time. And while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Ja, bitte.
Guten Morgen, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
Morgen, junger Mann. Sagen Sie mal, was machen Sie?
Studieren.
Studieren und keine Manieren. Na ja. Was studieren Sie?
Journalistik.
Und was machen Sie da?
Recherchieren, Reportagen schreiben.
Interessant. Sehr interessant.
Dr. Thürmann asks more questions and assumes that Andreas needs to work at the hotel to earn some money.
Und was machen Sie hier?
Arbeiten.
Ja, was arbeiten Sie?
Ich bin Portier.
Die Arbeit ist neu für Sie, oder?
Ja.
Also, Sie studieren Journalistik und Sie arbeiten. Sie brauchen doch das Geld, oder?
Ja, klar.
Das ist interessant. Na denn, auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen, Herr Dr. Thürmann.
On his way back to the reception desk, Andreas thinks over the conversation he's just had. X is waiting for him. She's overheard most of the conversation, which she sums up like this.
Studieren! Und recherchieren. Interessant. Sehr interessant.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us for the next lesson.
Auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.